Member Brill?
Aye.
Councilmember Remakis?
Aye.
Councilmember Springsteen?
Aye.
Mayor Colbert?
Aye, that passes. Thank you. All right, and now we are going to address the first item that was on for regular business, and that is amendment to the Town Code Chapter 6, Section 6-33 levy to increase the meals tax rate from 3% to 4% for a period of 10 years. So the council did have a work session. We heard from staff. We heard from consultant. We got more information, and this is a big decision for the town. It is my recommendation so that we ensure to do our due diligence and we make a good decision for our community. My recommendation is that we defer this item until August 25th, and that will give us more time to deliberate this and perhaps even obtain more information. Is there a motion? Councilmember Anderson, Springsteen. Okay.
I move that we defer this motion, this agenda item, to, I would say, at least August 24th. Could give some thought.
August 25th. Isn't it 25th?
Hold on, I get my calendar out. 25th. Yeah, I was going to say, at least August 25th.
Let's do August 25th, and we need to defer again. We will.
Okay. About August 25th, 2025.
Okay. Excellent. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, Madam Clerk.
Yeah, I would like to just briefly discuss that.
Okay. Okay. Briefly, because we do have two public hearings, and we have people here for public hearings, so we need to be very brief on this item since we did move it ahead. But go ahead.
Yes, Madam Mayor and members of the council. I was hoping to be able to have a final vote on this very important issue because it has been deferred once before. Until I read in the Metro section of the Washington Post just on Friday, under the headline, Federal Agencies Must Revise Telework Policies, that this could... this will give employees roughly 30 days from whenever the heads of federal agencies revise their telework policies. In the words of the writer, panicking workers who rely on the flexibility for childcare, affordable housing, and to save long commutes. And there's a reference here to possibly pushing out what could be hundreds of thousands of employees. And what really got me was a quote from a lawyer with the Department of Veterans Affairs who spoke on the condition of anonymity to avoid professional retribution, who quoted, "No one knows what's going on. We're attorneys, but even us, we are scared about what to do." Seems to me that in a climate like that, when so many of our local residents who work for the federal government have no idea what's going to be happening in the next several months, it would not be prudent for us to lock in a taxing policy now when we might have to revise everything in case things go sideways in 3 or 4 months' time. And so I think that although August 25th sounds like it's not going to happen until next century, I think that we need to give it that much time.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Okay. Remember, we don't do that. Thank you. All right. Okay. Madam Clerk, please poll the council.
Councilmember Anderson?
Aye.
Councilmember Baldwin?
Aye.
Councilmember Brill?
Aye.
Councilmember Remakis?
Aye.
Councilmember Springsteen?
Aye.
Mayor Colbert?
Aye. All right. That item is deferred until August 25th.